We grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Hey guys, I actually recorded this video, or we actually recorded this video in person, and we planned to have it up on our YouTube channel, but someone, me, I can't figure out how to do the audio and video together. I can't seem to edit it right, so we are doing audio now. We promise soon I will figure it out on how to do the video and audio together. That way you guys can see our live interviews. It was just so much fun doing it. I'm really sad that we don't have the video up. So for today, we have audio again, and we have interviewed Courtney McClure. She's the owner of Courtney McClure Designs, and also known as CMD. She's located in Bartlesville. It was just an amazing conversation we had. I loved hearing how she started from her kitchen island. Now she has bought her first building, and she has a team of 5, and they have been just very busy. I'm just so excited for them. She's been featured in a lot of magazines from her hard work and her story of being just a small town girl who has been known to help people design a home. And not only that, she's in construction too, with helping designing house plans and all of that fun stuff. So she's going to come on and tell us all the ins and outs of creating beauty within the home and behind the scenes of the magic she creates. I hope you guys enjoy. I know I did. And here we go. Hello, welcome to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. If you can tell, we are in a different location, which we are so excited. And we have a special guest today, Courtney McClure. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living?
Yes, I am Courtney McClure. I founded an interior design business almost 7 years ago. I love being self-employed. My husband is also self-employed. We have 2 kids. Our daughter is 10 years old. Our son is 6. We live on the state line in Kansas and Oklahoma. So we live on the Oklahoma side. He works in Kansas. I work in Oklahoma. Our kids go to school in Caney, which is Kansas. We live on my family's land. We built our dream home there.
Sweet. I didn't know that.
And that's kind of what started my career. I worked in oil and gas.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize
yes.
that. Okay, yay.
Okay, what a switch.
Yes.
How
so
funny.
All through college, I worked part-time for a small oil field service company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were family friends. And I worked for them several years after I graduated college, and then I went to work at ConocoPhillips.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there almost 5 years and resigned when Macklin was a year old. And we were building our home at the time. And that's what started.
Wow.
Started the journey.
So that's what kicked it off. So have you always liked like interior design or designing? Because you do more than just interior. You do the construction and help people,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so at first it didn't start out that way, but it's evolved into more. So when I was little, and my family will tell you now, I've always loved to organize and to rearrange my room and do all of those things from a young age. I don't know if that means that was setting me up for what I was going to be like in the future, but
right.
it's something I've always loved. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, that's what I love to do. Uh-huh. Like when I go to my grandma's house and I'm
that's so
rearranging
funny.
Things.
I'm sure they love having you over.
Yes, and cleaning and organizing. But yeah, so I feel like it started at an early age.
Uh-huh.
And when I was at ConocoPhillips, it was a season of layoffs. I was promoted through all of that. Mm-hmm. It just never felt right. I was traveling a lot, and Macklin was a year old, my daughter. And we had to take her to the hospital because she had RSV.
Ugh.
And when we left the hospital, I had immediately go to the airport and go to North Dakota for several days.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So that was kind of the turning point of, I don't feel like this is right.
Right.
Then Travis was at home with a sick kid, and
right.
not just giving him that, making him being responsible for right. that, but just not being there through that time. It,
right.
it wasn't.
Oh yeah, your mommy heart.
Yes.
would be like, I
yeah.
want to help.
My heart
you
was
so
broken.
Bad. Oh, and for sure.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah.
Especially after leaving the hospital, I'd be like, I want to be with you
yes.
too, for sure.
Yes.
So when you started building your house, I would assume, do you look back and see how you've grown in interior design? Because I've seen pictures on your
yes.
Facebook, when I was looking at your Facebook, of how beautiful it is still.
Thank you.
I mean, trust me, your style is still better than mine, but do you look back and kind of see things you would change and as you've matured in interior design?
There are a few things we joke about
uh-huh.
about who designed this house. And I'll tell you a few of those examples. But through that process, there are things about my house that I would never change because mm-hmm. I wanted it to feel like it was 100 years old.
Oh, love
and
that.
And I didn't want it to feel like a brand new house. And
uh-huh.
so we added in transom windows, and our hardwood floors are over 100 years old.
Really?
And we
wow.
just, I wanted really high baseboards. There are
uh-huh.
things that I wanted to do to make it feel
just
like an old,
and
I didn't
authentic.
Want
it.
Yes.
That's
I wanted
great.
It to feel like a farmhouse, but not a modern
mm-hmm.
farmhouse, because we live on
right.
on acreage. And
yeah.
But working with our builder through that entire process was amazing.
Really?
He was so great. Mm-hmm. And just being receptive to ideas, and I couldn't wait to get home from work at the time just
mm-hmm.
to go talk to him and see the progress. And then once I wasn't working and I was home,
you're
I was over there
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
and I think he really liked it too, because he was able to do things that he hadn't really done before
mm-hmm.
because I had crazy ideas and
I love it.
Kind of challenged him a little bit, and
uh-huh.
I found this picture of how I wanted my fireplace to look, and he made it work, and he had to rework it several times, but it was, and it's a simple design,
mm-hmm.
but I knew what I wanted it to feel like,
right,
and he made it happen. So
I didn't realize you built your business from the ground up, literally, because I was assuming you probably worked for interior design companies, and then you
yeah.
kind of branched off by yourself and kind of just, you had experience,
mm-hmm.
but you did this just like.
Yes.
So what, okay,
that is so cool.
I want to know, how did you advertise? Just all of a sudden you're like, hey, I'm designing houses. Who wants to hire me? Or?
Well, so that's another story in itself. So I'm not classically trained.
Uh-huh.
I do have a degree, but it's in business. It's, it has nothing to do with interior design.
Uh-huh.
And so, but that helped me get my corporate role. So after I was at home full time and not working,
mm-hmm.
I have a friend who was married to a builder at the time, and he was looking for someone to help manage the clients,
uh-huh.
he said, and to help them pick out all of the things that they needed in order to get him what he
uh-huh.
needed, because
right.
he didn't want to go to the slab yard or pick out the plumbing fixtures or do all of that, but they needed help. And,
right.
So that's how it started.
Wow.
And so from there, I was like, that's immediately when I started, because I didn't work for him, but he helped me to get a few really great projects
right.
under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first two projects were with him,
mm-hmm.
and they were amazing. And the clients were great. And I have really great friendships with both sets of clients. And when I talk to them now, they or like seeing you, what you're doing,
oh,
then
yeah.
because truly then I was just trying to help them pick
right.
what I thought looked good.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really
uh-huh.
know anything
uh-huh.
other than the cosmetic things and
mm-hmm.
what I would do. And,
right.
But now it's grown so much into knowing so much about the construction
yes.
realm.
Right.
And it's, yeah. And all of our projects have been so different. It's,
because everybody's so unique, so it's like you have to do something different for everyone,
yes.
yeah,
which is so great.
Yes.
So I want you to tell our listeners, what all have you been recognized in? I know you've been put in some big magazines, and how did you feel when you saw, did they tell you they were going to put you in, or, because, okay, go ahead, I'll let you go.
No, so I did know, the biggest one has been the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a year ago in June. So it's been a year and a half since that happened. Uh-huh. It was an incredible blessing. And that was just making connections with editors and telling my story and connected with an editor at Wall Street Journal. And then she was very interested in my story and how I came from a corporate background. I live in the tiniest town in the world. And
you do. I love it.
But then Bartlesville is such, like, when I would talk to her about the history of Bartlesville and where I'm working and the people that I'm designing for and my relationship with my client, she was like, I want to come visit you. And so she flew out here. Mm-hmm. She interviewed several of my clients. Wow. And she came to my house, met my family, spent time there. Uh-huh. And then I had a 3-page spread in the Wall Street Journal in
that
print.
Is so
and
awesome.
It was online. And that was an incredible blessing. Just the exposure of our town and just our business. It's been really great. And we've had several really, really good clients come from that.
Right. Yeah.
But mostly it's just been, it's so nice to have that recognition, but so much of it was also about Bartlesville.
Right. Yeah.
And the history of the town. And so
you gotta share the love.
Yes. So to be able to share, because it's been such an incredible community and they've really supported me from day one, and so be able to highlight Bartlesville a little bit.
Yeah,
so it was great.
So kind of you. I didn't realize she actually flew down and met you guys. Wow, that would be amazing. And now I saw on your story you were just placed in another one. Was it, weren't you in like New Orleans? What was the other? You were in a couple more, right?
We've been featured in Art Digest.
Okay.
And several other publications.
That's great. That's so exciting. Yeah. I don't know which one I'm talking about, but I'm like, who knows? Who knows? But I know you're doing big things, and I'm loving seeing, I love to follow you. I'm probably like the first on your story because I'm always clicking on it. I'm always like, what's she up to today? Let me find out. Let me see.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. I love just the going around. Now, you guys just bought your first, is that your first building you guys got for your business?
So when I started out, it was just me, and I worked at home at my kitchen island, and then looked for a place because I needed a place where I could meet clients.
Right.
And for them to come in and have a beautiful space where I can't just bring them anywhere to meet and to go over designs. And so I rented a space for several years in the old courthouse building in Bartlesville.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. Uh-huh. We renovated one space, but outgrew it. And so we moved across the hall, renovated another space. And then with receiving clients' furnishings and just that part of our business, it was hard. We needed a receiving warehouse.
Right.
And so we've moved into a building in the heart of downtown.
Uh-huh.
And we have our office there and our receiving warehouse, and we're in walking distance to all of our favorite restaurants and coffee shops.
Right. You see Outpost Coffee right here. Shout out Outpost. You're great. Okay. So how would you, let me restart. How would you describe your design style?
My style, I feel like, is completely different than all of the clients that we've served. Mm-hmm. And I love that our portfolio is so different because everybody's style truly is different. There are a lot of designers that inspire me, but I feel like when I go to their page, all of their projects look very similar.
Yes,
and that's great. But with our clients, I love that they're so different.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
some
really are.
They're different. And my style is completely different than my clients. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of an old soul, and I wouldn't say, I mean, I love simple, neutral. I'm not a bold person. Mm-hmm. Like, if you saw my house, it's all white, and I want it to feel very lived in and comfortable.
Uh-huh.
But our design principles that we always focus on, no matter what, is making sure that it's livable and comfortable and tailored to our client their style. So stylistically, they're all very diverse, but those are the things that we make sure that we are following suit when it comes to those things, because we don't want it to feel like a a museum.
Right.
When you walk in, we want it to look lived in and be comfortable. And maybe it's not a magazine worthy house, and that's okay.
Right. Yeah.
Because it, you know, you want to go in and you want to see the kids' art table and all of those things that, you know, it's a lived in home, but we can make it look beautiful and functional.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. I feel like you do a great job. When I was looking at your pictures on there, I was like, everything that it looks cozy. Everything looks cozy, but elegant, but like you can tell, like, this is a home. It's not anything. Like, it's still, some of them are really fancy.
Right.
Which
yes.
is, it just depends on which client.
Yes, it depends on the client.
Some of them I'm like, wow, good for you. That's great. How do people do that? I don't know.
A glass table would not work in my house at all.
Absolutely not. Everybody else has their own thing. How do you incorporate, like, if you don't like a design, somebody, so if you don't like a design, somebody, a client is bringing to you and you know it won't make the house flow, how would you maneuver that to kind of help them through that process?
Yes. So I have learned, I will say at the very beginning, I was very hesitant to tell people how I felt about things. But then then I think they've hired me. Mm-hmm. They're trusting me. I need to be able to voice my opinion in this and redirect if I need to. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's been well received. Sometimes you know, we have to take a step back and we're like, just think on it. Uh-huh. But I don't really agree with, even when we're designing blueprints and and drafting out house plans and the function of a house. Mm-hmm. And if they come to us when we ask our questions of things that they want and it just doesn't make sense, then I'm at a point now where I feel like I can say, I don't think that this is going to work. I would do it this way. And they seem to be receptive just
because they're probably like, well, I hired her and she's the expert in it, so I'm gonna follow what she has. So do you work, so if you do house plans, I assume you're working with builders too. Are you designing a house plan with a contractor builder, or do you come up with it and bring it to them? So that's what you do.
Yes, so we do all of that in-house. So a client comes to us, we meet with them and we talk through what they're wanting in their house, their layout. We work on their house plans, the plans and the finishes, fixtures, all of those things for months, like to get it to where it needs to be in order for the build to be successful. But in the meantime, our builder comes in, he reviews the plans as we're building them out. We work with the trades, they look at the plans, they make sure that it's, you know, we have the mechanical closet in the right place and all of the things. That way it's not, here's a set of plans, make it work. It's we've worked on it together for months. But we are designing the layout and picking all of the things and drawing the plans.
So pretty much you get the rough draft and then you hand it over to the builder. Like, you guys just kind of mesh it together. Well,
Yes. We make sure we do it all, but we're making sure that what we're putting on the plans is actually going to work in the field.
Yeah, sweet. I think a lot of people think when they look at interior design, they just think it's like decorations and stuff, but it goes so much more in depth than that. You guys start from the ground up with it. I want to ask a question. A lot of our listeners are moms, and a lot of them are stay-at-home moms, and they might have a smaller budget. What is something you would give them to make their home cozy? Like, what's a tip you would give them to just start off with, like, decorating their home and, you know, making it cozy?
I love mixing old and new. I love thrifting and adding in antique pieces. I will say not to rush it. And, like, when we built our home, it felt unfinished for a long time. But I didn't want to buy things just to fill the space, even if it wasn't a meaningful thing and I just found it at an antique store, but I knew it was the right piece instead of, you know, running to a Home Goods. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but like to just buy everything just to fill a space. So to live in it and to not rush it, that it's okay if it doesn't feel perfectly finished the entire time. So mixing old and new, and I think I love family pictures, and maybe this is a design rule that I break, because even clients will say, well, I don't want it to look like I, you know, putting family pictures on the wall. Uh-huh. But it's so, if you get great frames and mix them in certain areas, it's your family, and yeah, it's meaningful. And so I feel like those things should always be included.
Right.
And a coat of paint can change your life. Yeah. Like, you can paint anything, and it's a cheap way to mm-hmm. to elevate a space to mm-hmm. that's what I would always start with. If yeah. you're thinking about redoing something, mm-hmm. paint can work wonders.
Right. Oh, I've yeah. thought about that. I looked around, I'm like, I think I'm getting an itch to paint something. I'm yeah. like, I need it. Because everything is white, which is great, but I want to add some more character to it. So how do you and your client come up with inspiration to start it? Do you, like, bring them in and have them pick out a color palette, what they like, or how does that
We
work?
Just kind of start off asking questions that are not really about design. Mm-hmm. It's about their, we have a list of questions when we ask about just their day to day and mm-hmm. their family. And it's not really, I don't know if I ever even ask the question about what their style is.
Really?
We just kind of gauge that from the way that they answer the questions and mm-hmm. yes, personality. And then we come up with a concept board from the beginning uh-huh. to make sure that we're aligned.
Right.
And sometimes it's, well, this isn't what I would have picked, but this is, because I always say, this is how we want your home to feel. Like uh-huh. when you're looking at this board, do you like the feeling of this? Not the exact elements or the exact colors, but sometimes mm-hmm. they're really bold and some.
Right. Right.
So just that overall feeling. But I feel like we gauge that a lot just in conversation mm-hmm. and making sure that we're on the right track.
Right.
And a lot of times people will tell us if they do not like a color. Like, they're uh-huh. very forward of, I don't want anything, or they know what they don't like, and they usually offer that. Like, I've had this for so many years, and I don't want to go back with this.
Right.
And so it helps us to kind of, but really just personality-wise, we yeah. have a good way of picking up on it.
That's great. So is wallpaper in?
Oh, I love wallpaper.
Okay,
wallpaper.
I was gonna say,
in my yes,
my husband doesn't like wallpaper. I'm like, I think it would look I, so. Is he yes. and a designer? Is he a designer? He has great design.
I say yes to wallpaper.
Listening to this, you have a great design. Yeah, love we you, John. Like I'm wallpaper. Just joking. Yeah, no, seriously.
Taking a real fast break to tell you guys about our favorite cereal, Love Bird Cereal. It is simply delicious and full of nutrients. We like to fuel our bodies with all of our God-given ingredients, and this cereal does just that. It is food from the earth, lightly sweetened by nature, and best of all, no weird stuff. You can get 15% off when you use the code Colby and Kindle. That's Colby and Kindle in all caps for 15% off. K-O-L-B-I. A-N-D-K-Y-N-D-A-L.
Seriously. Okay, so how would you, so when you redo a place or whatever, there's already existing pieces of that family in there. So do they just get rid of everything, or do you just pick and choose? How does that work?
Encourage them to not get rid of anything. Uh-huh. When we walk through, if it's not a new build, if we're renovating or reconfiguring, redoing things, we walk through and I ask if there are pieces that are the things that must stay, mm-hmm. if it's an heirloom from a grandmother or things like that. And most of the time they only have a couple of pieces that are things that they have to hold on to. But I like to work with what they have existing, because I don't want them to spend a fortune on redoing things. And yesterday I walked through with a client and mm-hmm. she was like, I have always loved these chairs, but I don't know what to do with them, so I think I'm just going to get rid of them. Well, mm-hmm. they were on a landing upstairs in her house and you couldn't even see them, uh-huh. but they were beautiful.
You're like,
they
wait,
need to
wait,
be downstairs. Yeah, uh-huh. So just having a new perspective on their space mm-hmm. of reusing what they have, and even a different room. Mm-hmm. Same house, a different example. They had their dining room in one space and a den in the other. And to me, and they had it that way for years, mm-hmm. I felt like the dining room should have been, it should have been flip-flopped.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked her, have you ever thought about your dining room being in here? And she was, no, but I think I could see it. So just, but the flow didn't work well with it being on the other end of the house. Mm-hmm. So just, but her furniture was great. So even just updating a few pieces and relocating some things, I think is, makes a huge impact.
I don't doubt it. And also having fresh eyes looking at it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you guys sourced your furniture and everything, right? For your clients to choose from. So how do you do that process? How do you source it and pick and choose? Do you just go out thrifting and find it and then, or look in a catalog?
That process has evolved since now that our team has grown. Before it was just me and we didn't offer the full service where we were actually sourcing and ordering, receiving and installing.
That's a lot
we would
of
just
work.
Pick things and help the clients purchase it. But we do a combination of thrifting and filling up our warehouse with great finds and then using those in projects as they happen.
That's wonderful.
Going to Roundtop and purchasing antiques. And then we have a girl who, on our team who does all of our procurement. And so she's meeting with clients outside of the construction and design and working on that piece.
Right.
To where picking the perfect sofa for the living room and all the furniture for the different rooms. And then she actually orders and tracks all of the shipment. And then we install it at the end and style with antiques and pieces
so
that we found.
Does your team actually do like the painting and like installing of windows or of not windows, mirrors and lighting? Do you guys do that or do you have the builders?
We have the builders do
that. Okay, I was gonna say, wow, you're a busy girl.
Yes.
If you're, you can Courtney's up there with a hammer.
Yeah. Well, I have done a few things small scale that
absolutely, I'm sure.
Yes, but no, our builder is great. He doesn't love to hang mirrors and things for us, but if I time it right to where it's there when we hardware out a project, then
perfect.
It works. Yeah. It works in our favor.
Yeah, but, for sure. Yeah. That's great. I just would love to be a little fly on the wall when you're going through somebody's house, just seeing what you ask and how you do things. Because I'm sure it's just. I mean, I would. I don't know because I don't know anything about design. I'm like, I think this looks good. I don't know.
As a designer, which one do you like working better with? A well lived in antique old home or a new build? Which one would you prefer to do?
That's a good question. And I'm torn. If it's a new build where we have designed it from the very beginning,
right?
Then that's, I feel like that's different because we've had our hand in it from the start. And so we've added in character with the construction, with the architectural elements, those things. But I love old houses. Yeah. I love historic homes.
They're beautiful.
The charm.
Yes, charm. They don't make them like they used to.
Right, yes.
You know, I was actually driving in Bartlesville. What was it? It was last week when Huck was sick. Anyways, and I was driving around, and I went into this neighborhood just to kill time for my husband to call me. And it's a really nice neighborhood, and it had Courtney McClure design. And it was a beautiful white, kind of tan brick house, not brick, rock house.
Yes.
And okay, so do you know which one I'm talking about? In the really nice neighborhood.
Yes.
I was like, wow, this place is really bougie. Did you design that from the ground up?
Yes.
Okay.
From the ground up.
So do you pick like how the outside looks? Do you do any landscaping at all?
We do a very generic landscape plan only because we add that to the bidding process. So we're working with the landscaper from the beginning to add that into the budget. But when it's actually picking the materials or like the plants and the flowers that he's planting, he's the professional there.
Absolutely,
I don't, I don't
know. You got
know.
More things to work on.
and that's, his skill set. And, but we do a rough site plan of where we want the sidewalks and all of those things. So, but we're not actually picking the things that he's planting.
This might be a backtrack, but how do you find like places to get product from? Like, because I would assume they're for designers to go to.
Yes, so like everything that we purchase furnishing wise is to the trade. So you have to be a designer or have a trade account in order to purchase wholesale. So that's where we go to market, and we go to Roundtop, and we go to those things to where we have reps and we have different companies and different vendors that we work with and that we source through.
So you just kind of like talk to them, be like, hey, I want to partner with you.
Yes, and just, you know, go sit on their furniture and pick out all the things that you like. And you can pull from different companies. So there are some that we know we'll probably only use a handful of times because it would be tailored to a very specific client with a very specific budget. But there are some that we use all of the time for lighting and different things like that.
So have you had a favorite design that you've done and what's just like, that is my favorite house I've ever done?
We just completed one that is a historic home. And I have favorite, like, they're all favorites in some ways.
Yes.
But this home is a historic home in Bartlesville, and it was built by Frank Phillips' nephew. So it has a lot of meaning in the community, and it's never been on the market. Mm-hmm. It's always been sought after and sold before it's even been listed.
Wow.
And we just did a renovation on that home and a very large addition. And I love it because the goal when we were redesigning it was that you couldn't feel what's old and what's new.
That's a great challenge.
Yes, and so when you walk through it now, you can't really, it all feels very cohesive, it's tailored to their family. And so that, I think that this is probably my most favorite so far.
Yeah.
We're actually doing this part now where we're, because we've met with our plumber and our electrician and our framer and all of those things, and there a couple of questions came up the other day about framing and what he would need on the plan, so we're able to just call and say, how would you like this, or what can we do here, and like if we have a question on pitch of the roof, and if like we can call and then make sure that we adjust it.
Wow, I almost feel overwhelmed with everything you have to remember. I'm like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
No wonder why you gotta have your girls with you.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot. Little did you know, you just thought you were going to get into like helping people get pretty houses, and you're like, no, we're going from the ground up, baby.
I think it's so great, and I love that you're self-employed too, and you're helping other like moms and stuff. I love that. Yes. That's great. So have you ever been a little nervous when the project's done? And I know you walked through the whole process with the owner anyway, so probably nothing is a surprise to them, I would assume. But have you ever gotten nervous? I don't know.
Yes. And I feel like it's taken some time for us to get our processes to where those unexpected moments don't happen as often.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Budget has always been a thing where it's, you don't really, I feel like that's a gap with that we are closing with what we're doing, because we're doing so much pre-construction wise with the clients and the plans and picking all of the things. And then we get construction costs from the builder. And so, but before there was kind of like, well, we're not really sure what it is, what it's going to cost. And so budget for the last few years was always kind of a stressful point. But now I think we have a process in place that we know pretty well up front what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And if there are changes, then we know how that change will impact everything else. Before it was just kind of like, eh, we don't.
Right.
We don't really know. You can choose that, but we don't know.
So. Right. And that's all a growing process. I mean, when you're starting a business, you're going to have kinks and everything, and it's learning it. You said you've been doing this for 7 years now, right? So is that when you opened up your design, your design studio 7 years ago?
It'll be 7 years in
June. Okay, wow. That is crazy. That is exciting, and it's so awesome to see how you've grown from scratch to all the way here now, because you see the fruit of the labor, you know, and it's just really exciting to see that, and especially so many people love making a home now. I think it's so important to a lot of people.
Instead of
following trends, I think that's really important, and to be that inspiration for people too is so awesome to have.
How do you make sure everything stays on time? Have you gone, I mean, some of it might be the building, like it's taking longer than what we thought, you know, because I hear all the time people say it was supposed to be done in June and then it's like July. I was like, what month is that?
Yes, that's been another learning curve mm-hmm. of like how we can help through the entire process mm-hmm. by what we're doing in order to give the trades and the builder what they need.
Right.
When it comes to selecting and ordering and making sure that what we're picking doesn't have crazy lead times and
right.
we're ordering that so that it's here in time. And, but that's also, it's taken some time. I don't think we've ever caused huge delays on our end of things. It's
right.
really just the nature of construction
right.
and
uh-huh.
weather. And,
yeah.
I mean, there was one time where I picked a roof that was like a back ordered way, uh-huh. but it was worth
oh, yeah.
the wait. So
I'm sure it's beautiful. Yeah. How could you go wrong with anything
yeah.
you pick?
But just the nature of construction and uh-huh. trying to get trades in and out, and
right, definitely,
you know, they only so many can overlap, and some things have to be done before the next phase starts, mm-hmm. and so the timing of it, it's mm-hmm. it's just
well, it
you
sounds...
have to have an efficient builder mm-hmm. to
right.
keep. To keep yeah. it going.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It sounds like you go hand in hand with a client, so I assume you get to know everybody you work with pretty well.
Yes.
If you're months on end with them,
yes.
you probably get to know their middle name and everything.
Yes, it's a very, you become friends,
yeah.
and you're very close, and you mm-hmm. talk every day,
yeah.
and you're also involved in very hard conversations because
yeah.
it's a big investment
yeah.
that they're
Absolutely.
Making and
yeah.
you know it becomes you become a part of
it
yeah
the
of their reality
yeah.
and the entire process
mm-hmm.
and but I love that part of it because
mm-hmm.
then we are who they come to when they need something
yeah
and so
yeah.
that's
mm-hmm.
that's always nice. We're usually the first call and then
mm-hmm.
we can
that's great
figure that out.
So what would you say would be your favorite thing about your whole entire what's your whole favorite thing?
Spending time with Shay.
Yeah. And Reed. And anyone else who
is
works
Reed?
With
her. Yeah. Yeah, she's over there.
No.
I would say getting to, even though like there are stressful things about running and operating a business, I love that I can bring my kids to work and show them what it's like to be an entrepreneur and in
yeah.
business for yourself and for them to be involved in a small capacity.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I love being a boss to my team.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest blessings that about the business and
yeah.
being able to set my schedule and have the freedom that I do when I need it. Like
right,
today
yeah.
I get to pick my kids up from school.
Right,
it
yeah.
doesn't happen every day, but
right.
it's not having to ask for time off.
Absolutely.
To leave the office early.
We're all about entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great. I can go in and be at my desk early and leave when I
mm-hmm.
when I want to. And if my kids are sick,
mm-hmm.
I'm not having to call somebody to tell them. Because I've lived through that and
yeah.
it was hard and
it'd be so hard.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I don't, and that's not what I want to set up for my team as well. Like
right.
we're very centered around our families
yeah.
and the flexibility and
I'm sure they become family.
Yes.
I mean, how could they not? You spend so much time with
right.
them and
yes.
that would be one of the great things about owning a business. I was talking to my husband. Not that I would ever do, but like owning like a coffee shop and like waking up and having like my sister working with
yes.
me or a good friend. I'm like, that would be so fun.
Yes.
And it's an imaginary thing now, but I'm like, oh, that'd be so fun to actually do. And we get to
mm-hmm.
have our own hours and all that. But I feel like you get to explore so many friendships. You get to see so many different personalities for who people are and put their design into their home. But not only that, you get a friendship out of it.
Yes.
And all that. And also when you're making a house into a home, you're turning in, which is so special, you're turning in somewhere that people get to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
And I mean, it sounds so cliche, but
it's not.
It's
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you get a great hand into how they experience life in
yes.
their home. And that is so
yes.
rewarding.
I feel very blessed to be a part of that entire process. And
mm-hmm.
even like with the children who
mm-hmm.
are, you know, if their parents are renovating or building and the relationship that we get to build with them and they're
yeah.
like our little mini clients,
yeah.
but they feel so like it's when they get to pick out their tile and think like they it's they special. Love that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's so really special. Neat to be to be a part of it.
Special. Also, something I want to add too is you don't only do homes; you also do businesses. So you also design businesses and you know do all the interior design for them and everything. I know that I'm sure that's a lot of fun because you probably get to play around quite a bit with it. Yeah.
From every project, even right. if it's residential, if we're right. just helping them pick a paint color or right. helping them figure out where to put their sofa because they don't know if they need to buy something new or to move right. it to a different room
right.
or
yeah.
for drafting their plans and right. designing their entire house.
So that's a great point too, because I would think it would just be like you would have to like design a whole house. You can do things like, hey, no, we'll help you pick some paint and a few decorations for this. We can just help you a little bit too.
There's yeah. no okay. project too small if uh-huh. we're a good fit for mm-hmm. the client, and if mm-hmm. they, you know, we're if yeah. there's we'll take on
yeah
any
yeah.
project.
So yeah. you and I saw it on your thing. I was like, we need to put this on the podcast. You do also not only local, you can extend it to.
Yes.
Wherever. So if you're listening into like California
yes,
or somewhere,
we do.
Or Scotland, I've seen this. you can do like
yes,
anybody.
We'll do distance design. It looks different, tailored to each project. So mm-hmm. sometimes we travel, sometimes we don't have to travel, and mm-hmm. we can just do it from
FaceTime
here. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Email.
Yeah. But yeah. we can do just about anything from
that
anywhere.
Is exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is so
what?
Great. You
that
can expand wonderful. Like that. Okay, so I would assume you have different, is it like a set price or like, and you don't have to say any prices, but, or is it like whatever the house may be, the square footage or anything like that?
Yes, so we charge a flat fee mm-hmm. and we base that on the scope of work. Uh-huh. So every project is different.
Yes,
and that's
yeah.
taking, so I always do an initial consultation. Mm-hmm. I don't charge for those, mm-hmm. but that's getting to know the client. They get to know me. We meet face to face or on a Zoom call mm-hmm. and we talk through what they're needing, how we can help. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes even just in an inquiry form, if they're listing out what they need, maybe I'm not understanding, or maybe through the conversation, I say, well, we could also help with this. And mm-hmm. so the scope changes. So we always do a consultation to begin with. And then based off of that, I figure out what our hours are, how much time it's going to take me and my team, mm-hmm. and then if travel's included and all of that. So it's a flat
wow.
fee, and they know up front exactly what they're going to pay me.
Okay,
and
smart.
Then we do a payment plan.
Okay, awesome.
Installments.
Perfect. So mm-hmm. it's before you get started.
Yes.
And then payment plans, of course. But so have you ever had to experience, because sometimes, like we said, even building a house, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, it's going to be this much, and then things happen, and then it's going to be over budget. And you'd work with it, I'm sure. Or under budget, you know, but
right,
I guess
yes.
your hours and everything would line up with your fee. And
yes.
Everything like that.
Yep. And it's taken us some time to get to where we're at now, mm-hmm. charging what we charge and our process for that. Mm-hmm. There, you know, the last several years, what I was charging wasn't really aligning with all the work that we were putting
Absolutely,
in.
Yeah. Right.
But I couldn't charge a large
yeah.
fee then because we weren't really offering what we offer now.
Right.
So it's taking us a lot of time and
right.
a lot of behind the scenes work to figure out
right.
our pricing model and
right.
what that looks like. But I have always said it is important for our clients to know up front what they're going to pay.
Yes. Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I will never not charge mm-hmm. a flat fee based on that, because
right.
if we're working on their budget and we're spending 6 months working on their construction budget, my piece of that needs to be included, and
mm-hmm.
it
right.
they need to know that. And,
yeah, right.
And furnishings is a percentage, like
mm-hmm.
our design fee is what's a flat fee, and that's
right.
start to finish everything that we're involved in.
Mm-hmm.
If
that's
they decide to buy furnishings through mm-hmm. us, then we just do a percentage of what they're buying.
That was
so
gonna
if,
be my next question.
If they
yeah.
spend, you know, $500 on a couple of things, or if
mm-hmm.
they spend $50,000.
Yeah. Depends
like,
on the
client. It's just a percentage,
yeah.
but
right.
that, so the furnishing side is separate, but that's based on what they spend.
Right.
So.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sure you've been from all over the scale to everything.
Yes. Yes.
That's so exciting.
I think we finally figured out what works best for us and our clients.
Yeah.
For a while, it was just what can we do? What can we do better? And it was really just, and that's still our mindset. But now I feel like it's aligning more with what we're charging the clients that we're bringing on, what we're able to offer. And
looking for ways to go cleaner and greener in your household? Look no further. The Holistic Home Box is going to be the answer you've been waiting on. They make it easy to do and affordable. Holistic Home Box is a monthly subscription box where you receive sustainable, all-natural alternatives to everyday items that you can use to rid your home of toxic chemicals and plastics. The boxes feature many everyday essential items, such as kitchen utensils, cleaning supplies, Talo skincare items, bathroom supplies, and so much more. They have pre-launch sales going on now. We highly encourage you all to go see what it's all about. And don't forget to sign up for their newsletter. Their website is going to be in the show notes down below.
Shay has told me how much you guys do, and I'm just like, wow, it really is a holding the client's hand through the whole process, no matter how small or how big. And that's what I think people need to know is just, like, you're there through every single thing. It's so in-depth, and like I said earlier, but so awesome.
My in-laws just, my sister-in-law, they just built a beautiful house. But I could see, she has a great design for her house. But I got to see, you know, what they had to do to pick out the flooring and the furnishing and everything like that and all the faucets and everything. I'm like, I can see where it would be great to have somebody hold my hand through it.
Yes.
Especially for people who have a hard time deciding.
Right.
Or decide too fast. Like, yes. I feel like we jump the gun
on everything.
I'm happy with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
not a good
thing. And then I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah. So having someone like you and your team help would be just amazing through that process. It'd be so much better.
And there are things that we've learned along the way that we know we have to know up front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one example would be, if you don't want any transitions in your house, but we're changing flooring, we have to know each and every flooring thickness ahead of time when they pour the concrete. Because if you don't want that, if you don't want to step up or a threshold or anything, if you want it to be a seamless transition when they pour the concrete, they have to pour it to accommodate that thickness of the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
But those are things you have to know in advance.
Oh, yeah.
So there's things that we've learned along the way that we make sure that we're giving that information ahead of time, so that it's, you know, 'cause then it's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
If you miss one thing, it's.
Yeah. So do you guys do all of the photography too in your places, or do you hire somebody out for photography?
We hire someone, and we have worked.
It looks great.
We worked with the same photographer. She's one of my lifelong friends. I've known her since I was 10, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, family friend. And then we reconnected through, it was a total God thing, but reconnected several years ago, and she's one of my dearest friends, and she photographs all of our projects. And
that's
then
great.
We have a videographer who's also a really good friend. Mm-hmm. She's from Bartlesville, and so she videos all of our projects and does client interviews. And
wow.
Yeah.
So you have a whole system going.
Yes.
How many employees do you have now?
There are 5 of us total.
Including you?
Yes, including me.
Wow. The girls.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, I have a great team.
I don't doubt it.
We are small but mighty. And
yeah, absolutely.
And I don't ever want to grow the team unless we just have to. Because I feel like what we have
works now.
It's really good.
Quality over quantity.
Yes,
for sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
Oh, did you say that? Quality over quantity.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mixed it up yet the other day when I was talking to Johnny. I was like, quantity over quality. And he's like, huh? I was like, dang it.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, typical. Dang it. That's okay. Typical. Well, that's so amazing. So your parent, did your mom, and we'll wrap this up here soon, but did your mom, was she into interior design at all?
She has always loved, like, redoing furniture and painting things. I know that I for
so
sure got that.
From somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You had to do it.
Yes.
Well, you
and
just
then
don't
I think I
this.
Got
You're
like
great.
The entrepreneurial side from my dad.
Love
and
it.
Watching him run and operate his own business and, you know, work long hours and understanding what it means to be self-employed.
Yeah. I'm sure it's been a journey, but what a blessing. And I want to add, where can our listeners find you?
So my Instagram would be, and it's designed by Courtney. And then they can also reach out by email. Our website is CourtneyMcClure.com. There's no you in Courtney.
No, you. I misspelled it about 50 times doing this whole thing. Oh, I love it. Okay, perfect. And what's your email?
Design@CourtneyMcClure.com.